Good work by Matt.
Thank you. And again, if you're just tuning in, we are counting down the top 50 songs of 2017 here on Brutal Brunch. Normally we're on the air every other Sunday, 9 to 11 a.m. This was our off week, but we came in anyway for a nice four-hour edition to count down the top 50 songs on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. And Matt has possibly his last story. It's going to be a good one. So this Matt, take us to the top of the hour on the top 15.
This is guaranteed the best story of the year. This comes also from the summer of this year, the summer of discontent of 2017.
It was a local story.
Local story. Young man, a fan of the show, most likely, was outside of Kiss 108 Studios, very drunk, demanding to hear a song by everyone's favorite civil rights leaders, the Insane Clown Posse, My Ex, which we'll play in the background. a man... outside of Kiss 108 in Boston around noon on a weekday, and he's wielding an axe and just driving around the parking lot demanding that they play this song, and everyone's saying no. The standoff for 3 hours. 3 hours with this guy. Some of the video was like, there's people like standing in the building, like shooting cell phone video out the window. He's drinking. He jumps out of the car. He's drinking Faygo. The cops tase him as he's out of the car. He just like rips the taser things off, jumps back in his car, and then like starts like waving his knives around, jumps back out of the car. Anyway, that's the story of the year
right there. Yeah.
Like, it just, I never got more email messages of a news story than when this story happened. Because I think I got some from you, I got some from Norbit, I got some from Werner. Like, every single person who knew me was like, this Matt must have this story immediately. So.
A true ninja.
A true ninja was arrested. A true champion, a hero.
And of course, ICP also made news this year because...
Yeah. Big ACLU march. Yep. They're sponsored by the ACLU and supported by them because their fans were listed as
Juggalos are now classified as a gang.
As a gang. And it's, you know, just a way to kind of hassle poor people to get more money out of for your police protection in like Midwestern states to say, like, well, not only did I pull this person over for having a stop taillight out because they have a clown tattoo on their neck, so they're in a gang. And therefore, we need an armored personnel carrier out here in Indianapolis. So. The Juggalos, as usual, will push into 2018 as America's most important group.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll hear some new stuff from them. They had some controversy because a couple bands in England, or venues in England, didn't let them play, so they had to find like last-minute venue switches. So
unbelievable.
There you go. We have our finger on the pulse here. All right.
Look at that. Perfect timing.
And as we hit the top of the hour here, we are going to break into the top 15 songs of the year. We have our second-to-last local band now that this song we played as soon as it premiered from the band. And this is, again, I will go back to, this is the one, like, lingering story that I will always have about this band, that they made me drop my beer at the New England Hardcore Metal Festival because we moshed too hard. This is Great American Ghost. Their song, Ann Arbor, Be Safe, off the album Hatred Stems from the Seed.
One of the most athletic frontmen of all time.
Yes, they're upstairs to the Palladium. It was
he just jumped from the stage all the way to the balcony in like 30 seconds. Unbelievable.
All right, so here we go. Again, we are Brutal Brunch. This is WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. This is song number 15 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of the year, Great American Ghost.
Let this hear me apart!
probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was
2017 was pretty much the perfect time for the return of Propagandhi. That was them with Victory Lap off the album from the same name at number 11 on our countdown of the top 50 songs of 2017. Let's rewind at 15. We kicked off at the top of the hour with Great American Ghost, Local Boys. That was Ann Arbor Be Safe off Hatred Stems from the Seed. Goldfinger was next at 14 with Put the Knife Away.
Unbelievable.
That is true. Goldfinger's still around now.
Yeah, that was most shocking to me.
The is band is...
Travis Barker joined.
Travis Barker's on
no,
drums.
No, the name of the band is still Goldfinger.
Phil Snead from Story of the Year and Mike Herrera from MXPX.
Ridiculous. Why is this still called Goldfinger? Call it something else.
So number 13 was one of our favorite ladies, Merker. Anna Broom, is that her name? Well, that was Elvind off of Meredith.
It was good.
These... Danish words I can't pronounce.
Neither can I.
Number 12 is Sorority Noise with No Halo. If Immolation was the heaviest sound-wise, that may have been the heaviest song lyrically-wise.
Yes.
A lot of people in his life, lead singer's life, passed away this past year.
Very sad.
That was No Halo off of You're Not As Blank As You Think, like literally a blank space as you think.
Tight.
And then Propagandhi with Victory Lap, and now we're jumping right into the top 10 with another band from Toronto, and this is a song about Toronto.
Fozzie.
From the band, sorry Norbert, it's not Fozzie. This is the Foresters with Municipal Geography Lesson. We are now on the top 10 of Brutal Brunch's top 50 songs of 2017.
to back your threat. I don't care where you cut your speech. I ain't buying your sale. I wanna walk on a common ground, settle down and raise a round. A higher power than PMA, and you ain't got what that takes. I can't say we're bound to love. Cut losses, carry on through. Can't build a wall if we don't want to. Sympathize with whomever you choose. Just take it out of this world. So sets our corpse to the man. I never thought I'd breathe again. In a shadow tank, nobody understands. The fiery when you call true. I can't say we're bound to love. Losses, carry on through. Safe to bet you burned our bridge. Go to sleep, we'll wake you up.
Bound for glory on the street, but there's a bridge out above.
Matt is fuming while he jumps around to that song. That's true. Newfound Glory still around, still kicking it at number 6 on our countdown.
I don't know why they changed their name to Goldfinger.
Off of Makes Me Sick. For that was number 7, August Burns Red, everyone's favorite Christian metalcore. That was The Frost off of Phantom Anthem. Number 8 was Rise Against. They rushed an album out when Trump got elected. Probably could have used a little bit more polishing, but that was a good song. Morning in America off of Wolves. Number 9 was Hot Water Music with Sympathizer off of Light It Up, and 10 was The Farces with Municipal Geography Lesson, and we are going right into the top 5. We're close. Can you feel it?
I was looking at pictures of immolation.
All right. Everyone can do the same.
Everyone do the same.
Prophets of Rage at number 5, Living on the 110.
Good choice.
We'll be right back.
Matt's angry. You're not angry. He's a surprise.
I'm shocked. I am shook that Less Than Jake is still around.
Number two.
I'm shook they're on this countdown. I'm
number two
shook.
On the countdown of the top 50 songs 2017. Again, we are Brutal Brunch. We have been broadcasting the top 50 songs. We're normally on every other Sunday from 9 to 11. This was our off week, so we came
normally
in for a special
edition.
Normally,
we're not going to play Less Than Jake.
And we have 30 seconds to kick off this next song. I once called this band this year overrated. They're from Boston.
Converge.
They blew people away at Boston Calling. People didn't know what to do after modern baseball had dropped off the bill. They got these guys to fill in, and they were not what people probably bargained for, the Boston Calling crowd. And I was angry because they get nominated for a Boston Music Award every year, even if they don't do anything.
Yep. You can always change this as Cradle of Filth.
But then the song came on. I will let you know they have a new album that's very critically acclaimed. This is not on it. It was off the I Can Tell You About Pain single. It was the B-side that came out before that. This is the song Eve by Converge.
Converge.
We put this earlier on the show this year. And it is your number one song. We did all in 4 hours. Number one song, 2017.
Happy New Year.
Version 2017 sucked. 2018 will be worse.
Yeah, I will.
We'll see you next week.